This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. Coming up, the best use of grass in the free world, the Wimbledon finals. But first, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry is on the road again. He's dubbed his three-state bus tour Recapturing the Spirit of America. Yesterday, NPR's Mike Pesca traveled with the senator through swing states Minnesota and Wisconsin. Here's his report.
Could you take your tie off, please? That was the request of a John Kerry staffer to Duluth's mayor, Herb Bergson, in an effort to create a down-home atmosphere for John Kerry's trip through the Midwest. After the senator landed in Duluth with an open-collared mayor shaking his hand, two fighter jets from the Minnesota Air National Guard buzzed overhead. In a speech a few hours later, Kerry took time to respond to a recent George W. Bush commercial that calls Kerry a pessimist.
Family farmers have been going backwards. We've been losing family farms for the last 20 years while the subsidies go to the big people at the expense of those who need it and deserve it. We can do better, and we will do better than that.
A crowd of well over 1,000 packed into downtown Cloquet, Minnesota, where they heard a lengthy speech. Several other 100 Minnesotans and Wisconsinites saw Kerry more briefly, but more intimately, after organizers instructed them to assemble at rest stops or along the sides of highways. As the Kerry caravan made its way through both states, the candidate would see a crowd and leave his bus to press the flesh, or buy the pie, in the case of the Norske Nook restaurant in Rice Lake, Wisconsin. After Kerry loaded up on blueberry, peach, and apple pie, he topped it off with some dairy. Or at least a dusk rally at a Bloomer, Wisconsin dairy farm. There he again made an attempt to woo rural voters, a demographic that favored Mr. Bush in 2000. At the well-attended rally on the farm, Kerry called himself a man of faith, but in a way different from his opponent.
The founding fathers of this Constitution, who drew that beautiful line, never intended for an administration to willfully, so directly, cross the beautiful division that has been drawn between the affairs of church and state in the United States of America.
Fireworks ended the night, as they will every night from now through the 4th of July. The senator returns to Iowa today, the site of the January caucuses that propelled him to his eventual nomination. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Eau Claire, Wisconsin.